We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Best care home services. I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you ever feel alone and the glad makes me have
Live Love Memphis Group is the team you need to be going with if you are looking to buy or sell in the Memphis area. They are the best team in Memphis. Just ask Kantar, the loyal listener. Just ask Lewis. Lewis was on the fence about whether or not to sell his home. Got with the Live Love Memphis group. Had some questions. Got the information that he wanted. Listed his home on a Monday. They sold it by the next day, or at least it was under contract by the next day for less price.
It can go that quickly for you as well. For me, it took a little longer, but not much, 6 days. I know for Kantar Macklin, I don't know if he's taken any of those offers, but he's got multiple ones. Lewis got his home sold. Hell, he's in Phoenix now. Wouldn't be there if he hadn't messed with Live Love, because he'd still be trying to sell that home. That's how it works when you mess with the folks at Live Love Memphis, because you're messing with the right group. You should give them a call, 901-685-6000. Again, that number, 685-6000. Here's what you do. You call them up. That number's going to ring. It won't ring many times because they're about their business. You're going to ask for Jennifer Carstensen. You're going to get a hold of her. She's going to tell you what you've got to do. It won't be much. Wasn't much for me. And that was a home I thought I'd never be able to sell. They got it done quickly. They'll do the same for you as well. Give them a call, 685-6000, or you can check them out online at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so tonight down at FedEx Forum, it is Memphis Madness. Let's do the rundown.
Now, it's The Rundown, presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so here's a rundown of Memphis Madness tonight. According to the University of Memphis, they sent out the schedule of events yesterday around 5. Blue Carpet Experience starts on FedEx Forum on the plaza. At 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
That's when the media entrance and the will call, it opens.
That's when
Jason,
you'll see Jeff coming down and all the pictures snapping.
Well, he's performing. He's performing out there for that. Precious the jewel.
Precious the jewel.
Yeah, I think that's why they wanted to go with Jeff. And I get it. He's an accomplished.
Live with it, bro.
He's an accomplished.
I know it's tough, but you got to live with it.
Yeah, multi-million record selling artist. So the Blue Carpet Experience starts at 5. 6 o'clock, doors open. 7 o'clock, Jason, festivities begin.
And that thing's going to be pulsating.
That's when you can whip out the ESPN Plus, and hopefully you can be broadcasting from your phone there. There's going to be a dance performance at 7:03, a court unveiling at 7:16, player intros at 7:25, and then at 7:43, that will be the special guest, number one.
Oh, it was just number one?
Just number one.
Well, did they give you an idea of how many special guests there will be, John?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet, but yes, it is numbered. Special guest number one at 7:43. I'm assuming that will be a performance of some kind.
Uh-huh.
After that, at 8 o'clock, there will be an NBA-style skills challenge, both men and women. So you'll get a chance to obviously hear from Melissa McFerrin down there.
Can't wait.
At 8:15, you will have special
Your
guest
coach.
Number two. I'm assuming that will also be another performance.
That's a musical act.
Right. At 8:25, there is a three-point shooting contest. At 8:38, there is a special guest number three, followed by a dunk contest at 8:50, a men's scrimmage at 8:58. Special guest number four, the closer at 9:17.
Oh, I mean, you're talking about 2.5 hours of action. Yeah. How long did that thing go last year? Was it that long?
I think so. I don't know. It felt a lot longer.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Given the circumstances.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
It felt like an eternity.
Yeah. Yeah, it would seem like it would have felt longer for me, John.
We were in that thing together.
Oh, we
were
brothers then, huh?
No, there was a guy who was on Media Row who I saw a couple weeks ago. He took a picture of me. He took a picture of me on Media Row, and the caption was, "This was John's face when Drake and JT didn't come out."
Oh, who was that guy?
I don't know. I can't remember his name.
Do you hate him more than you hate Calkins?
No, I don't hate anybody more than I hate Calkins, given the situation.
I see. I think here's my hot take. ESPN could get better ratings tonight on this event, right? It's going to be on ESPN Plus. We think that's a positive. Thought they should have gone to the Bahamas. Side note now. But ESPN could do better just showing this tonight for 2.5 hours.
Yep.
Than what it will have in that slot tonight, which is Temple East Carolina football. Temple East Carolina football on the main ESPN tonight. On a night, by the way, where you got a baseball NLDS, you got Brad's Cardinals are in there, you got NFL football tonight. It's actually pretty good, too, a couple of 3-1 teams. ESPN mm-hmm. has got Temple and ECU, and look, I know it's got obligations to the AAC, but I would much rather, if I'm them, I would much rather have this Memphis Madness event that I'm about to put on my Plus trying to get subscribers on my main show because, again, I think with all the John 1, 2, 3, 4 special guests, which we think will be yeah. – I think you'll have a better show there in terms – maybe even get better ratings nationally, not just have Memphis all watching you. You'd do better than that dang Temple ECU, bro. Temple ECU football on ESPN tonight in the main show, the main slot.
You certainly would have better ratings than
they're going to die on ratings tonight. ESPN is at 7 o'clock with everything that's on tonight. They got Temple East Carolina. With all due respect,
yes, you certainly would do better than
love
the
AAC in the showcase. But my gosh, Temple ECU,
you'd get better ratings in that game. You'd get better ratings in the NLDS.
I mean, you about to have a little baby down there, man. Doing too much drip too hard. You understand? Too much drip on that man.
We got there eventually. You know, we got there. That's all that matters.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, I think you're right. I think it obviously would rate very well. But, you know, ESPN Plus, they're trying to drive people to that. They're trying to, get people to pay.
The Bahamas.
You know, and that's what Memphis is doing. Memphis is collectively shelling out the $4.99 or whatever it is for ES.
Yeah, because that thing sold out.
PN Plus. So it's going to be a great night. Like we talked about, some recruits that are there. Jalen Green, 2025 star prospect. Devin Askew, 2021 five star prospect, may reclassify to 2020. Chris Moore, who is known for pushing school buses. Moussa Cisse, 7-footer out at Lausanne in 2021. And Kennedy Chandler, who is arguably the top point guard in the class 2021. They will all be in attendance tonight. I assume there will be some others sort of sprinkled in, smattered around here and there. But this is always an important night, and we've made the point to start the show, and I think it bears repeating. Memphis Madness can sway decisions. You know, you go back to Shaq Goodwin. You know, he was an out-of-town kid, came from Memphis Madness. He went to Memphis. Austin Nichols canceled a visit. Jason is somehow vibing right now on the strings of my words. But Austin Nichols canceled a visit just so he could go to Memphis Madness. Boogie Ellis said Memphis Madness was one of the reasons why he considered the Tigers after he got out of his letter of intent with Duke. So, you know, I don't think you can ever make too much of this evening. I don't think you can ever overstate the importance of this evening because it does matter to these kids.
It matters all the way. I mean, hell, remember, it's worth making this point again because it had such an impact. But we talked to DJ Jeffrey's father last year, and part of the reason they weren't soon committed right after Memphis Madness because they didn't know after Madness if they were a priority.
Yep.
And that night, remember, John brought it up earlier, there was a We Want Wiseman chant. And it became, you remember, he goes up on the screen, they had to do that, but it became sort of a night, at least for some recruits, or the way they felt in terms of their perspective, a night about James. And so that's the other thing about this, right, is you want them all to feel it. You don't want anyone to feel like they're not a priority on this night. And again, Giannotto wrote this, want to give all the credit where it's due. He talked about it on our show yesterday. Having Lil Baby there, yeah, it appeals to everybody. Jaren Jackson says he's the GOAT. I mean, Ja Morant loves him. This dude, we've had to open our own eyes. Mm-hmm. But who loves him most? Who's calling him the GOAT? Well, Jalen Green, the guy you want, the top-rated guy that's going to be in there for next year, that's his guy. And so, again, for all of us old folks, right, and I've had to open up my eyes. Yeah, I heard him on the course, but I didn't know who the hell Lil Baby was. Didn't know how big he was. It's got nothing to do with me and you and trying to figure out what the heck Lil Baby's saying. It's about those recruits and how Jalen Green responds, you know what I'm saying, to having Lil Baby there, Jalen Green and all those recruits. And so, again, tonight, and with that sort of caveat, I think kind of adjusting and how you did it last year were
yep.
And look, James was the number one ranked recruit in the – you know, so it kind of – I mean – look, you could make a case, too. It was important to go hard after number one. Because what did getting number one do? It helped you get everybody else.
Yep.
And Penny could always go do that in-home with Jeffries later on and explain to them, you're a priority, and that's how it went down. And so in a lot of ways, you feel like Jalen Green's that one, too, that maybe you can use as a hook to get the rest. But, again, more important in terms of how those guys are reacting to tonight than any of us. That should go.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't say that enough.
The majority of the people in that building tonight are not going to know who the hell Lil Baby is. They're not going to know.
And yet it's still for you. You know, that's not to say it's not for you.
There are elements of it for you.
Because all of this being back, being on ESPN Plus, Penny telling you, I've got the talent here that I'm willing to predict the national championship, that's all for you. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So again, not to say the night ain't for fans.
It is.
It absolutely is.
It
I
is.
Mean, that's, you know, Penny wants you going away feeling impressed and that this program is back on the national stage just much as he wants those recruits to. But they are certainly the stars of the show, put it that way.
Yeah, so anyway, Memphis Madness tonight. Festivities begin at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. Do not miss it.
Next story.
All right, Tennessee fans, you probably already knew this was coming, but ESPN did decide to go ahead and do a story on it. Athletic director, Tennessee AD, Philip Fulmer, has come out and said, John Martin, he ain't coming back to no coaching. All right? So put that pipe dream down to the side. Now, you wanted Fulmer back, didn't you?
You wanted
the 69-year-old Philip Fulmer back in there, didn't you?
Great entertainment.
Great, and exactly.
Great. More entertaining than what's currently happening over there.
I just can't believe that anybody took that seriously, I guess. And maybe I'm talking to myself, maybe I'm not, because I know John didn't. But that anybody took the idea. Look, I'm not convinced, and as we go here by the day, and you saw the Jeremy Banks news and the Jeremy Pruitt, how he handled the Jeremy Banks stuff just seemed off. Seems by the day I get more and more convinced that he's not the guy, that Jeremy Pruitt is not the guy. But one thing I didn't ever think was the solution was bringing down old Philip Fulmer. Mm-hmm. Out of the AD box. I mean, he's 69 years old, and yes, I mean, he took that thing to its greatest heights, obviously, in those late 90s. It felt like Tennessee was a national championship contender every year around that time. I mean, that's just kind of the level they're on. And we've talked to, you know, whether it's Lowe, whether it's McMurphy, whether it's, you know, Mr. College Football, Barnhart, everybody says it ain't the same job, Jason and John, that it used to be. And I realize he was there during the height, but what I've never thought was that if you put Fulmer back in that spot, you get back to that point. I mean, the game is, you know, and he said that the coaching chapter of my life, that's the quote from him, is closed. And so anyway, he won't be the answer. We'll find out. You know, Jeremy Pruitt's got the answer right now in terms of whether or not this thing's going to last, you know, in terms of how he handles these situations going forward. Because I'm telling you right now, I mean, you know, they're averaging, what, 80,000 and 100,000 seat, whatever it is, place. And look, that will continue. But if you keep having moments like you've had with Jeremy Banks and your calls to the cops and all that stuff keeps happening, guys keep getting arrested, more so you keep losing games on top of it and you keep calling this thing the Titanic, you're going to get yourself walked out of there. And Philip Fulmer is not going to be the one that comes down there and replaces you. So anyway, news that for those of you that were holding out hope that Philip, or at least joking-wise, holding out hope that Philip Fulmer might come back down, he has addressed it at 69 years old. Philip Fulmer's happy with where he is in that AD spot. And if you heard Vol, BC, I don't know if you heard any. I was driving around a little bit last night and heard Vol calls. And Pruitt's just on there, you know, trying to spin air. This is what it reminded me of. And again, not to beat a dead horse, but it reminded me of the end of Josh, those sort of tubby years where the folks don't believe a word that's coming out of your mouth. You know?
I agree with you.
And I was thinking to myself, how does Jeremy Pruitt get that back? Without beating Florida or Georgia this week or something, how do you get people to start believing what's – how do you reverse, is what I'm saying, sort of the tide of where it's going right now, which is right now looks like you're about to be flushed down a toilet bowl here soon.
I was listening to Jeffrey Wright explain why he needs another year to get through this year so they hold on to the recruiting class that's coming.
I mean, at
but
some
I
point, they got to hold on to it. That's he's making
tough,
a,
though.
It's a fair point because at some point you've got to hold on to these classes. Like, Eric Gray is a good player. You understand what I'm saying? The kid they got out a lot. He is an absolute stud, and at some point, you've got to let these players sort of let that talent get out there and sort of let people see it, and that can make the decision for you by winning games.
Right.
But, man, just the way he's handled it, listening to him and how it just doesn't even sound like fans are believing in that, and I can understand why you wouldn't at this point. Anyway, Fulmer ain't coming down to save him, at least from the coaching standpoint. He's staying up in the AD box.
Next story.
All right, so this is, I think, going to end up being a national story. It's still very much in its infancy, and it hasn't broken the mainstream yet, but I predict that in the next couple days and weeks, it will. Again, this is a very niche story, but I think if you've ever been a part of this game, if you've ever played it on any level, if you've ever watched any stream of it on any level, then you will honestly be very disturbed by this. But there's a gentleman named Mike Postle. Mike Postle is a poker player, okay? Mike Postle is I don't know if he's a pro. I don't know if he's an amateur. I'm assuming he's an amateur at this point, given sort of the circumstances. But he plays poker, 1-3, no limit hold'em, at a casino in California called Stones, okay? Mm-hmm. And what Stones does every so often, they stream the game. They stream the game so you can get on Twitch, you can get on YouTube, and you can watch people play poker. It's like anything else. People love watching other people play video games, right? People do this, right? It's a way to study. It's a way to see what other people would do in certain spots. It's actually a very popular thing in this day and age. Mm-hmm. So as a result of streaming a Texas Hold'em game, you have to be able to show the viewers what people are holding. You know, what are the cards? What do they have?
You got to show me, right?
In these cards are what they call, there's an RFID. So you basically get your hand and you almost scan them like a grocery, right? Over a scanner on the table. Everybody has to do it because that's how the people who are doing the broadcast can pick up what the cards are.
Absolutely.
Every card is uniquely marked.
I'm still with you.
There's no way that you could get the cards wrong because every card is unique. Anyway, Mike Postle has made $100,000 at this game at the lowest possible stakes in the year 2018. The absolute lowest stakes you can play at this casino, he has made $100,000. He has only had two losing sessions. The best poker players on planet Earth have, I don't know, 30 losing sessions in a year, 40 losing sessions in a year. So what is emerging from this story is that the working theory is the reason he was able to run it up as much as he was in this game, in this low-stakes game, is because he was cheating. It's because he had some connection to the company that was responsible for the technology, that he had somebody on the inside who was basically in some form or another telling him, whether it was through certain text messages or Morse code via the phone, something, what to do in a spot so that he could make the money. I want to give you just a really quick example of what I'm talking about
like
here.
New school, they call a guy in casino, and right, they have to break his hand.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So
there was one
hand that involved Memphian, Chris Moneymaker. Chris Moneymaker in this game happened to have Ace King. Ace King is a very good hand.
Well,
as you know, Ace King's a good hand.
I can manage. I can understand that part of it.
And there was also another gentleman in the hand who had Ace King. Okay, this is all before the board comes. It's pre-flop.
What's Chris Moneymaker doing in the low stakes game?
It's a 5-5 game. Okay. So he's just kind of having fun playing whatever.
Still with you.
Okay, so Chris Moneymaker has Ace King. Another guy has Ace King. So this pot is blotted. This pot is bloated pre-flop. Okay, it gets around to Postle.
Now it's starting to get form. But go ahead.
And the bet is
foreign language.
The bet is $2,900.
Okay.
Basically half of his stack.
All right.
He's holding 5-4 offsuit. I call that the Charmin clean booty hand because
he has nothing.
You can
sucks.
You can wipe your clean booty.
You can wipe your ass
with that because it's a bad hand.
5-4.
Yeah, you know what Mike does?
What?
He calls.
Stop.
With 5-4. Two dudes have Ace King. He calls 5-4. Now, who would do that?
No one.
What kind of maniac would call unless you knew that both your opponents have the exact same hand, thus making it less likely that they will outflop you because they hold each other's outs in this situation.
Yep.
So basically, this guy has made $100,000 from this game. It's like insider trading. I mean, this is a major crime if they can prove. And there's other stuff you can find. Like there's videos you can find of him doing absolutely maniacal stuff that you just do not see on the poker table.
Right.
More time than we have to explain.
This man been found out?
Unexplainable flops.
Oh, no question.
Is he under arrest? It feels like you found him out. Suspecting him of this?
Well, there was an accusation from a woman I think that's played with him quite a bit. And so then you start looking into his – all the stuff is available because it's streamed.
Right.
He only plays in streamed games. Explain it to me.
I think.
Well, he has to because he has to know which cards are coming, so there has to be the streamed games to know.
Makes moves that you would only make if you knew exactly what your opponent was holding. And in this case, he did. I think the evidence is overwhelming. And what Stones has done, the casino, they have canceled all streaming. Like they have canceled.
Well, that's smart. It'll end the problem.
Right.
As they investigate this, they have canceled all of it.
Yeah, you'll slow down the winning by him.
But this, I mean,
even if he probably won't even play now. He's not coming in, right?
Weirdly enough, he's definitely not welcome.
He's done.
I think at worst, he's going to be banned from the casino and any other one, really.
Mm-hmm. But what can they tell him at this point when they can't prove it? Because they tell you, we suspect you were doing this, so you can't play anymore.
So there are
all he's been right now is a winner.
There are a few hands where they tell him, he looks at his phone. Constantly.
Right. Well, I thought you couldn't.
Constantly.
They shouldn't have that.
They
around.
Eventually banned it, but
I was gonna say, well, who lets a person look at a phone in any casino?
He puts it in between his legs and he looks down.
This is ridiculous. Where does that happen? Where do they let you do that at?
They let him do it here.
The other point I was asking you off. Such an elaborate scheme to have a guy behind the scenes that can tell you what's cards coming out. He's on the inside. If you've got such an elaborate scheme, they're such big brains, why don't you plant a few more L's in there?
Oh, I agree.
Why are you winning every time at low stakes?
Yeah.
Why don't you make it look a little bit less like chance?
You got to lose some
and lose
nights,
a
right?
few more.
Because,
rather than, yeah.
Because again, like I'm looking at the numbers here. This
if you're
guy,
so smart,
this guy has had he
plant
played
the losses.
He played 13 sessions at 1-3. Won every time. Yeah. Never had a losing session. Played 16 sessions at 5-5, had one losing session. Nobody does that. Nobody can run like that.
See, Brad, when you're playing low stakes like that, he should plant the losses. You could keep this thing going for a long time as a result.
Mix
from
it
all
up
of
a little
bit.
It.
From
yeah.
all
you know,
these wins, you've
you,
set
you
off the red flags
few.
Yourself
right.
by your
exactly.
record in these low stakes mm-hmm. games.
So after they ban, after they
so how
ban
can you
the
so
phones.
Be so stupid, but be so smart.
There is a.
Well, the other way around.
There are a few hands that he has. He's in tough spots, and he puts his hand. Over his hat. And he puts his hand over his hat.
And he acts like he's doing some mental
thing
or something?
Which people are theorizing.
That's a tip.
He has a Bluetooth. He has a Bluetooth device.
He's giving off too many signs, though, for this to just be – because it's too obvious.
He's reckless.
Yes, reckless, yes.
Do you think he's guilty? I think he's guilty.
I don't – some of these red flags are like maybe he's not because, I mean, this is telling people, come and get me.
You have the right to throw him out if you're the casino, and because it's
maybe,
casino's rights.
Maybe just on a hell of a run.
They can do whatever they want.
Impossible?
Yes.
He can't just get on a hell of a run like this?
Not like this.
In a low-stakes game?
Not like this. Not with the decision that he specifically made.
He doesn't play maniacally every time he plays? Hey, I'm going to call on everybody, dude. That's the way I play. And then you add that to some incredible luck.
I don't think anybody in their right mind would ever call off $3,000
well, I just,
with five
covering
four
offs. Your head, being on the phone is begging people. And winning at the rate he did, John, is begging people to come after you. I just don't get, again, if you've got such an elaborate scheme, a lot of smarts to put together a scheme like that, how you can be so stupid and then you're giving off tips that you're cheating.
So the other part of it, before we get to a break
something's
here,
fishy.
Is that every poker pro that does this, like on a professional level, he has none of them vouching for him. Like all of them are saying this is.
Yeah, what's Moneymaker
saying?
There you
go.
Chris Moneymaker is like the guy's friend, and he's saying that some of the videos I've seen today have just been really yucky.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, and they're friends, and he's had to come and say.
He would know.
They play together in Tunica.
Yeah.
You know,
he's had to say these don't look right.
I mean, they're damning, man. Like, yeah, so if you're into poker at all, I highly suggest looking it up. There are some guys who have done some like really good work and investigative work into this. I think it's like insider trading.
Really
it's fraud. I mean,
it's pretty big, though. Like, they broadcast this stuff on ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, it is somewhat mainstream.
Oh, there's no they wouldn't have World Series of Poker on ESPN right. every year if there wasn't a huge audience for this. But I do think this damages the game. Like anybody going forward, why would you ever play on a stream? You know, because you could just pay somebody off if you happen to know them. Right. You know, just tell me what I'm up against, and whatever I win will. You know what I mean? So like it weirdly enough, poker is not a game of integrity, but there is a certain level of necessary integrity to justify playing in it, and I think that's been breached by Mike Postle. And so I think this could result in sweeping changes, you know, across poker as we know it. So it could result in fines and jail time as well. So anyway, that's the scandal. I wanted to get you up to date on it, Jason.
Man,
you don't have to worry.
I understood most of that except for a little bit of the poker lingo, but I was with you on most of that story.
You don't have to worry about that in your game. Yeah, there are no scanners in your when you had quads. You don't have to worry about people knowing other than your facial expression, you know. which might be a giveaway. Anyway, we'll come back. Ryan Silverfield's going to join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis football the week ahead. They're undefeated, as you may know. They are, at least in one poll. We'll talk to Ryan Silverfield about all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Now it's your chance to win MemphisRadio.com cash. Download the free Radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and get the code word starting Monday. Win an easy grand. Download Radio.com, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen weekdays 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. Radio.com cash, 9 through 5 on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get appy. We're a tight-knit family, and it's time for a reunion. Talladega's turning 50, and it's bigger and badder than ever before. Terry with a beer helmet? He'll be there. The Elliots, you know they're coming. How about you?
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Want to take more of your favorite music, news, sports, and podcasts with you on the go? Download the free Radio.com app today on your phone or connected device. Or listen live on your smart speaker anytime, anywhere.
Want to rev up your weekend? Then make plans to attend the Memphis International Auto Show. Friday, October 4th through Sunday the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, high-end luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo. Plenty of free parking. Discount coupons available at MAPCO, MAPCO Express, and at MemphisAutoShow.com. It's the Memphis International Auto Show, the 4th through the 6th. Fun for the whole family.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Silverfield is the offensive line coach, the co-offensive coordinator, and the deputy head coach over at the University of Memphis. Let's talk some Tigers.
Anytime Jason and John talk Tigers on 92.9, it's presented by Papa John's Pizza and South of Beale.
Coach Silverfield, how are you?
Great, guys. How are y'all doing?
No complaints at all. No complaints at all. So how are we today? I mean, you got to be feeling pretty good. I mean, obviously, the season is far from over, but you have to be feeling somewhat satisfied with the season so far, no?
Sure. You know, it's a beautiful Thursday here in town, and excited. Had a good practice this morning. Guys seem focused. You know, we like the progress we're making. We like the record, but like with everything, we're focused on the task at hand on Saturday. You know, one-game mindset. We got a tough opponent in Louisiana Monroe, and that's 100% where our focus is.
Yeah, how do you not, I guess, is that what you tell the players, right? You've got an important one, obviously, we know, with Temple coming up a week from now after this one. I guess most of us, Coach, like the Johns and Jasons of the world, will look at this one and say, man, this could be a trap game going down to Monroe and playing the Louisiana Monroe team that's 2-2. Do you talk to the guys about that? Does it go without saying that, so you don't have to talk to them about that? How do you sort of approach that?
Yeah, I think we always take it as the next game is the most important one. The next practice is the most important one. And I think if we keep that approach and our players truly believe that, it doesn't matter. And like we always say, whether we're playing Ole Miss, whether we're playing Rhodes College, it doesn't matter. Or University of Louisiana Monroe, it doesn't matter who our opponent is. And that's the nice thing is we truly focus on ourselves. Obviously, we know the task we have at hand. It'll be a tough one on Saturday afternoon. But if we just really focus on what we need to do ourselves, hopefully we'll like the end result.
How satisfying as a coach is it to be as effective as you guys have still been on the ground this season, losing a guy like the caliber of a Patrick Taylor, like losing bodies like you guys have and talented bodies, to be able to keep it going? And still, I think it's 200 yards a game basically you're putting up on the ground. Must be real satisfying as both, you know, deputy head coach too, but as the run game coordinator as well.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, Jason, it's you know, it obviously takes all hands on deck in order to have success, offense, defense, special teams. And we got a bunch of guys that bought in. Our coaches do a wonderful job. And it's certainly very little credit to the offensive line. It's everybody else around us. The running backs are running hard. But to be honest with you, I'm not, you know, really all that satisfied with where we're at. I think there's still major steps that we can take in the right direction to get this offense going. And, you know, for us to play a four-quarter game up front, and continue to head in the direction we need to head in.
We are, of course, talking to Ryan Silverfield, deputy head coach over there at the University of Memphis. Ryan, want to go back to the Navy game. It looked like it was going one way, right, after the first half, but then just a really bounce-back performance from Brady White. What does that say about him? You know, because obviously people are they're quick to criticize quarterbacks at this level, as you know, but, I mean, that was as resilient a performance as you're going to see at that level. What can you say about Brady White and his ability to sort of lead the team back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of those things that since the day Coach Norvell, his first press conference when he took this job, he talked about how he wanted to be a team that finished. And, you know, we had done it the previous few years here at Memphis. Last year wasn't always the finishers we wanted, but he used the word resiliency. And I think Brady White and the rest of the guys showed the effort, the attitude, the approach, the non-wavering through the ebbs and flows of a football game to be locked in and focused on what we need to accomplish. And, you know, kudos to the players for believing, fighting, and finding a way. We always talk about finding a way to win, and those guys did that last Thursday.
Do you guys, as coaches, I just wonder if you get tired of hearing fans or prognosticators or, you know, would-be whatevers, you know, trying to poke holes in Brady White when he's, you know, completing 73% of his passes, better up from last year. I think it was around 63%. The yards per attempt are up. The 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I know he had a rough first half, Coach, but it got rough for him, too, after that one throw. Your approach to that, when folks are criticizing, you think he gets a bad rap?
You know, I think it's part of the deal. And that anytime you're in one of those positions, you know, whether you're the quarterback or the head coach, when things are good, things are good. When things are bad, you get the blame. And that's just
one of those
ways those things go.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brady's a fine young man, smart, tough young man, who's had a wonderful career, will continue to here at the University of Memphis. And, you know, as coaches, we understand. I mean, there's times that you can be called a genius one week and then an idiot the next. And so
just
we all know that.
But
that's part of the profession and what we signed up for. You know, we are so grateful. We've got the best fans in the country, and that's a nice thing, you know, being in this community. The people that are out there in the Liberty Bowl supporting us, they will show up for away games. You know, we just ask that they continue to support us through good times and bad, through good plays and bad. And, you know, these student-athletes, I promise you, they're giving everything they have every single day to put a good product on the field and continue the support. And we're so grateful for everything they've done for us.
Coach, what are the ripple effects when you win a game like the one you guys won on Thursday? Obviously, it was a good win for the program just because it was AAC win, a team that with like Navy that you've, you know, gone back and forth with over the years. But specifically because it came on a Thursday, you're the only college football game on that Thursday, and you're on ESPN. So what are the ripple effects from winning a game like that where the whole country basically gets a chance to see it?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, we're very fortunate that our conference has a great tie-in with ESPN, and we're able to showcase. I think it's great when you can showcase the beautiful city of Memphis, the Liberty Bowl that was filled, you know, that we had plenty of fans there, and then the product on the field. And, you know, one of the things I think is unique is that we do, we're one of two teams in the country that recognizes academic excellence on the field. So not only that, then our players get to be showcased with that Tiger Scholar patch. Anyone that has a 3.0 or higher GPA, that's getting national recognition. You get to see the Leaping Tiger on the national brand. And then, you know, it's funny when you play those games that people say are, you know, more national television games. I probably have about three friends, but I show up in the locker room after 100-plus text messages. So I know half those people are, but it certainly makes a difference. And, you know, it's got to be feel good for our players on the back. But, you know, like we tell them that Friday morning, hey, time to move on. That's great. That game's over with. Our focus needs 100% on ourselves and then our opponent in Monroe.
Coach, what do you see when you look over at that Monroe defense specifically? Look to me, and you know I'm no expert, but look to me like they will give up some run yards. I know they beat a solid South Alabama team that you guys beat. What do you see over there in Monroe, specifically on that defensive side?
Yeah, they're a well-coached unit. I think they do a great job defensively. They give you different looks. They're not going to be a stagnant defense. I expect them to pressure us, move around a little bit, disguise coverages. But at the end of the day, we've got to handle ourselves. We talk about owning the football, playing mistake-free football, penalty-free, something that we've got to continue to progress upon as an offense and as a team. And if we take care of that, you know, hopefully things work out in our favor. But at the end of the day, we got to look back and you know, even this morning, you know, just getting off the practice field not too long ago, okay, what are we doing in order to not make mistakes, to be able to play sound football, in order to execute at a high level where our guys can play with confidence, and that's the key to this whole thing.
You talked about one game mindset for the players and the coaches. I'm just curious, as a coach who's always taking in information, do you give yourself a chance tonight to watch that, you know, to watch Temple and East Carolina, or no, is it all Monroe and you'll take care and watch Temple after this game?
Yeah, you know, I will – tonight I will not watch
not even a peek.
Too much television. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I try to be not a complete robot because Thursday night's a hard night off as a coaching staff. But the hay's never in the barn, you know.
Right.
I think that's what keeps the good ones up at night, you know.
Absolutely.
When it's 3 a.m., I decide to turn on the iPad and say, let me check that pressure one more time. Let me check that blitz.
That's what I'm talking about.
To make sure we're doing it right. Let me send one text message to the centers to make sure they're on the same page, so when I wake them up at 3:15 in the morning, that they at least know that's where my thought is. But I think it's one of those things that, you know, you never lose the focus on what you have ahead. But it really, you just try to be a normal human as best you can. But at the end of the day, the focus is 100% on Monroe and
Absolutely.
What we need to accomplish.
Hey, Coach, we always appreciate the time, man.
Thank you for this, Coach.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it, and go Tigers.
Yes, sir.
He is Ryan Silverfield, deputy head coach over there at the University of Memphis. And, yeah, I mean, listen, you're talking about going 5-0. You know, I mean, that's a hell of a – only a couple times in the history of the program have you been able to say that. Maybe only once. I have to go back and look.
He couldn't say it, so I can say it. But that Louisiana Monroe rush defense, we're talking about a Memphis offense, right, there where Kenneth Gainwell's looked fantastic. Watkins as well, stepping up in place of Patrick Taylor. But here's the key to this game, and it's on the road. And yes, you can't overlook this Monroe team looking ahead to Temple, which is obviously a big AAC game for you. But John, they're giving up 250 rush yards per game. Grambling had 243 rush yards.
Yeah.
South Alabama had 263 rush yards on them. Look for Memphis to absolutely roll it up on the ground on Saturday. I believe that's a 245 game out of Monroe, Louisiana. If I'm not – ESPNU, we'll check that before we come back. But, yeah, 245, I expect Memphis to literally run all over a Louisiana Monroe team's been giving up on the ground all year long.
Well, and it's on ESPNU. But, by the way, the good thing is that you're managing without Patrick Taylor Jr., you know?
You're killing it, basically, without him. And hopefully, and you've seen he's out of the boot. Mike Norvell said he's out of this one, obviously, but he's out of that boot. And you hope that, man, you're getting these wins right, and you're actually saving some tread on that tire. Such a fortunate position for Memphis, right, not to be in a spot where it's got to try to rush him back.
Right.
You have really been able to, not even survive. You're doing much better than that without him because, again, I mean, the kind of talent that you can have behind a Patrick Taylor, right, with this Kenneth Gainwell, who's going to be out there anyway. We talked about Mike Norvell saying how hard it was just to redshirt him last year. But where a Kenneth Gainwell gets out there and Hasselbeck says he's the best thing on the field anytime he's on the field. I mean, just think about that talent level that's up there. Past years, this Memphis program wouldn't have been able to deal with missing a Patrick Taylor, John. You lose a 1,000-yard rusher like that, that's going to hurt your season offensively.
No doubt.
Now they're plugging in guys who look like they might be in the NFL in a couple of years and who, you know, Matt Hasselbeck saying is the most talented guy on the field. It's just, you know, it speaks to their depth and the level to which they've recruited. It's pretty amazing.
It is, yeah.
Where they've been to where they are now.
It's true. By the way, I'm getting information. That story we were talking about before we went to break about the cheating scandal out at Stones Live, I am getting information that not only did – did Mike Postle play in Tunica? He's from Memphis.
Oh, the dude is from here.
Yes. That is the information that I'm getting, that
cheating guy.
Yeah, the guy that is being accused of cheating right now, basically being able to see others' cards or no equity or something along those lines. He is apparently from Memphis.
Well, Moneymaker would know, right?
Yeah. Yes.
We can ask. Well, you're getting it from more than one person that he's from Memphis?
Yes.
Well, then
yes.
That sounds like it's confirmed.
Yeah. Which, man, I swear to God, it doesn't matter what the story is, is just always going to be somebody
wild.
Or something related to Memphis in it. You know, it's just unbelievable. Don't cheat, man. You know, come about it honestly, you know, in life.
Oh, don't act like you never cheat on a test.
Oh, I cheated throughout, but it was the only way I was going to make it through. You know, it was the only way I was going to make it through.
Cheated throughout what course?
It was,
It was at
Memphis, at the University of Memphis.
You cheated to get your degree?
You're damn right.
Whoa.
I mean, it's one thing in high school and you're writing the Spanish word on your desk. No, it's another thing to be cheating at that
University
of Memphis.
It was algebra, I want to say. It was algebra. There's no chance I was getting... I don't remember what the class was, dude. I mean, you can't take my degree back now.
How do you cheat in algebra at the University of Memphis?
I sit next to my now wife and look on her sheet. That's how.
You cheating son of a gun.
Now, I didn't always...
Oh, Sam, a teacher now, was involved in that kind of tomfoolery?
I don't know if she knew. I don't know
Wait a minute. This is a woman that would later go on to become your wife. And you're trying to pass on us right now that she wasn't in on this, that she was just copying, you were copying off of her, she didn't know?
You know, I don't know.
Believe that.
I don't really know if it was one of those situations
where she looked the other way. I mean,
I'm sorry.
So the statute of limitations has passed.
That's not that long ago for you.
And she's a school teacher.
Got my degree. But I'm not. Got my degree.
They're listening right now. Maybe they'll come and take it.
I will say this. Sam has a zero tolerance for cheating in that classroom.
Well, yeah. What if her students knew?
What if they knew? What if they knew? The world will never know. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Rob McClanahan. He will join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about working out some of the best players in basketball and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Memphis.
We want all the smoke.
Yes, a super team.
Let's go. 92.9 FM, ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
What is life? Life is about compromise and realizing you can't always get what you want.
Now you can always get what you want without compromise with the new Quattro Pizza from Little Caesars. With two slices each of cheese, pepperoni, sausage and pepperoni, and sausage and prosciutto, it's four tasty pizzas in one, all for just $7. Take that, compromise. How's it feel to get literally everything you want in one large Quattro Pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 at Little Caesars?
Pizza, 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 pizza.
Participating locations for a limited time plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
You're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Election night. Your local election headquarters has complete returns for the races you care about. Streaming live on Facebook and WREG.com. Plus, live reports from candidate headquarters tonight, starting at 9 on News Channel 3 anytime.
Tonight on CBS, evil is the new drama dozens of critics have two words for. Must watch.
Wow.
What do you want from me?
It's masterful. The show you have to see. It's the best thing out there this season.
So, what are we watching?
A new episode of Evil. After a night of all new comedy, tonight only CBS.
Then watch News Channel 3 at 10 with Stephanie Scurlock and Greg Hurst.
Sometimes weather is just inconvenient. It probably affects us more often than dangerous weather does. And it can get on your nerves. That's why we help you plan your day around inconvenient weather.
The most experience with inconvenient Memphis weather. The weather experts on News Channel 3.
Here's an equation that you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. So let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile, each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 GB of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There's a party tonight down at FedEx Forum. I don't know how many times we need to say it. Can you just put into words, Jason, how excited you are for this evening?
I mean, it does feel like a holiday. Come on. I mean, last year was great. It was Penny's back, and it was like the program's going to get back to where it's supposed to be. But it's different in the sense that now you got some ammo. You're coming to the party with some goods, you know what I'm saying, to the fight with some real ammo.
Yep.
With this number one ranked recruiting class. So it does, even as what was the word last year? I mean, there was an electricity inside that building last year, right at 7 o'clock, as that thing really got to going. That was unbelievable. I remember tweeting, you could throw a piece of raw meat out there.
Yes.
Right, and people would eat it up. They're that excited about getting this thing started. I feel like that'll be times 10 tonight, because people, again, it's a, you're coming to the party with James Wiseman, with Precious Achiuwa, guys we think will be in the NBA draft. And high, you know, picked highly in the NBA. You're coming to it with DJ Jeffries, who's been Boogie Ellis, who was, you know, at one time signed with Duke. I mean, you've got all these weapons, Lester Quinones as well, and including what you bring back, which is more. It's worth making the point than the Dukes and Kentuckys have brought back when they've had the number one recruiting classes. It will matter. You know, there'll be games where Alo helps you, where Tyler helps you, where maybe even an Isaiah Maurice, if the bigs are in foul trouble, helps you. My point. I mean, you got the fourth best odds to win a national championship. So there will be a little bit of a different feeling in the sense that, man, this is more real now. My program's got the weapons it needs to go out here and really compete for a national championship.
Yeah.
And that's a different feeling. That's what's exciting.
And it's going to be obviously a great night of entertainment, you know. Again, I'm really not in the business of trying to spoil anything. So, you know, I just think it's going to be – I think tonight's going to be epic. I think tonight's going to be epic.
Yeah, I mean, you think it's going to be. I mean, there's no question. And Penny Hardaway has his plan, clearly, besides winning a national championship, is to make everyone stop today and look at what's happening, the spectacle that is Memphis Madness. Like I said in the open, it feels like he wants all of college basketball to stop and take a look.
Right.
It kind of started yesterday with the Danny O'Neill story that gets on to PTI, and Penny's predicting a national championship. But think about the run you get out of this in terms of from a public relations standpoint, from a standpoint of look who's talking about it. Dick Vitale comes on local Memphis radio yesterday. He's talking about the program. Maybe not giving it quite the I think the respect
I've never
that fans,
perceived him as a
the respect
hater,
that
though.
Fans were looking for, but I didn't get the feeling that he was
people
hating
like,
on.
People were saying, well, I never perceived him as a hater. In
oh,
general.
He absolutely walked back the "Are they going to be one of these stories in college basketball this year?" I think you're absolutely fooling yourself if you're a national expert, and maybe you want to look at this and you want to say, "Well, I don't know if it'll last with Penny." Or you want to say, well, that just looks like he's locking up the local talent. We know that's not just the case. He's got national talent as well. But I don't know how you can reasonably look at this situation, right, and say it's not going to be one of these stories in college basketball. And it's funny what the answer was from him on, well, the Dukes and the Kentuckys and the Michigan States that are favored right now, right? That's what it's always been. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like, not that he was bad-mouthing them, John, but it's almost like there is a reluctance even from Dick, to include Memphis in that party, even with this number one recruiting class. Let's just be real. That's part of the reason why some of these guys have got him down in the 20s with this number one recruiting class. You will not see that with other programs to get the number one ranked recruiting class, but Memphis gets it. Why? Because, of course, they don't see you as one of those blue bloods. They don't see you right now. You still got more convincing to do when it comes to, hey, you'll be one of these stories in college basketball. Dick Vitale, I don't believe, would be one of these. So it's sort of a we'll see thing.
Right. Well,
I didn't think he was bad-mouthing him, but at least from a fan standpoint, I thought they were making a fair argument.
It's like
doesn't seem like he was giving them all the credit yet. Still some prove it to me.
It's like people are reserving judgment.
Which is okay. We said this is a prove it season for Penny.
Right. But if you
say it, you got to go out and do it. And everything he's said, he's backed up so far. And so for those folks that got him down in the 20s, yeah, Penny's got to prove it to them, just like he's got to, you know, like he's got to prove it to any fan or anybody that's watching this thing. It's a prove it year.
Well, let me ask you this.
Especially once you've got the weapons, now you got to go out and achieve.
Like, do you think, I'm just asking, and I'm just using this as an example. I'm not insinuating anything, but I'm just asking your honest opinion. Do you think that if Archie Miller, in his second year at Dayton, had gotten the number one recruiting class, do you think people, I'm just asking honestly, do you think people would be treating them the same way that sort of it feels like some national media is treating Memphis? Or do you think it would be like Dayton is going to be awesome this year? No, watch out for Dayton, top 10.
Let's do this reasonably. Well, I don't think they would put them up there with the Dukes and Michigan State.
Yes.
Right? They'd have them higher than where Memphis is in some of these polls.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
That's doubt in Penny. We know what that is.
Yeah, but I just don't understand why Penny gets that doubt whereas I don't think some other coaches get the same, you know. I think there might be some bias against Penny, maybe because Memphis has not been, you know, what it historically has been, or maybe they're holding, you know, the fact that we saw this with Josh. He was a first-time head coach. Look, mm-hmm. Maybe there's some bias, I think, there that people are just subconsciously applying to this situation.
Well,
but it ain't fair, I don't think.
For anyone, and I certainly wouldn't accuse Vitale of this, but for anyone that's looking at Penny and still seeing, okay, this is a Clyde Drexler, right, Chris Mullin thing that's not going to work out, I would suggest that you consider it this way. Even for Patrick Ewing, right, and for Juwan Howard. I brought this up the other day. Penny's come to this a different way than even those guys.
Yep.
Patrick Ewing and Juwan Howard both hung around the NBA for a long, long time,
yep,
hoping to get NBA jobs.
Yep.
What were they not doing in the process of that? They were not building those grassroots relationships, right, that help you get the players,
yep,
that Penny Hardaway has been able to bring in here. That doesn't happen. Penny's come from the other way. He wasn't hanging around an NBA bench trying to be an NBA coach. What was he doing before his college job? He was actually strengthening the relationships, right, building them, that he would need, right, to get off to what wouldn't be, John, a celebrity college coaching appearance. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Wouldn't be one of those in that instance, or an instance where I didn't get what I wanted at the NBA level. And by all means, those guys should be head coaches. That's how long they were assistants. It's not coming, kind of going to the second door, John, because they couldn't get what they wanted in the first door. Penny, this has always been sort of Penny, he's had his eye on this.
Yep.
And it's been a building toward this. So forward, go back to the point. For these national prognosticators that want to put him in the same class as those dudes, right?
Yeah.
He didn't do it that way.
No, he didn't.
It's been done a separate way, and you should probably put a little bit more stock in it. But again, anybody, John, that's watched this from a national perspective and is still telling you, yeah, he's going to be good because he's going to lock up all the local talent all the time. Well, they'll always – you're not watching what he did in the spring.
Right.
You're not giving him credit for what that staff did. Clearly, Mike Miller, Tony Madlock, all of them, what they did in the spring. You're again – you're not giving them the full their full credit. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And when has Memphis from those folks ever gotten the full credit?
Well, so we're used to that.
We're kind of used to it. You know?
So we are no question used to that. But tonight is sort of the coronation, right? It's the coronation. It's the kickoff to what's going to be a what we believe magical season. You know, you're gonna see Precious Achiuwa dunk. That's going to be fun. Like, it's just going to be fun to watch him dunk. Same for James Wiseman. You know, that's going to be the stuff that I think people are coming away. Yeah, like the court's going to be nice, of course. Like the
I want to know this court's got everybody seen except you know. It just hadn't been posted on Twitter, but it feels like everybody's got a picture of it.
Yeah, I think everybody just wants to respect Memphis in this case, I guess, and allow them to unveil it, right? You don't want to be that guy, do you? Like, generally, anybody? Do you want to be the guy that, you know, posts the...
Well, you'll probably get threatened by Memphis if you do
you don't,
at this point.
Nobody wants to get threatened on a beautiful Thursday. You know, I think the talk is going to be, wow, my God, like, they're long, they're athletic, they're skilled. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be the talk of tomorrow. Like, I think people are going to come away from this. Of course, like, the court's going to be a talking point. The entertainment's going to be a talking point. But at the end of the day, people are going to be coming away from that buzzing about what that team could do and what that team could be, because you're going to see it in action tonight. And I think people are going to be blown away by just how good it looks, even in a scrimmage, right? But the athleticism in the dunk contest, the skill in the three-point shooting contest, the skills chat. Like, I just think people are going to come away totally blown away by how good this team looks.
Give me your we used to do this before the roster got this good, but who's your three-point winner?
I would just say Lester. I think Lester wins.
How dare you jump off the Tyler Harris?
No, I just think
I remember when you used to say he was the Steph Curry of high school. He used to be your guy.
He was.
He used to be your guy.
He still is.
And he goes out and gets all this shiny new talent.
He still is.
And you have jumped off, and now it's Lester's the best shooter.
Jaden is a sleeper.
Now you're picking Lester.
Jaden Hardaway's a sleeper.
Well, I heard some people saying Jaden could start. Is what they told me.
Not going to go that far with you. I think Jaden Hardaway will play a little bit. I don't think he'll start.
I think I was listening to Jonah. They said that he said that Jaden Hardaway. I heard you say he's going to be in the mix, going to be in the rotation, huh?
I think there's a chance. Like, there's a chance. Again, we're talking about small minutes here, small minutes, like mop up minutes, really. Like, not. I don't think he'll play consequential minutes.
Well, I'm staying with an old vet, and I'll ride that Tyler Harris bandwagon in the 3-point contest. Hopefully, he's not focused too much on trying to dunk. Wasn't he in both last year? Kind of wore him out, I think.
Yes.
I just want him to win a 3-point contest, and then that's my guy in the 3-point contest. Dunk contest?
Precious.
It's hard to pick a
precious.
Because what y'all will see tonight that have not seen Precious in person, and it's a great many of us, you didn't see him play in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Precious can win that dunk contest.
That dude got an NBA body.
He does.
Like, he could be – you could put a Pelicans uniform or a Grizzlies uniform on him right now, and he looked like he fit in. Because that dude doesn't need any development from a physical standpoint. He's already there. And so, again, if he's not trying to do too much between the legs two times, around the back three times, he's going to win the – he's going to – I just don't see how you beat him athletically. He is a beast.
Yeah.
Beast.
I think Precious
built for this.
Precious is the favorite.
Yeah.
You know, it gets held against you that you're 7 foot tall in a dunk contest.
Well, it did against Sean. It did. Sean Kemp couldn't win because he was tall. He was too tall to be in a dunk contest.
Dwight Howard.
Didn't Dwight win, though?
He had to dunk on a 12-foot goal to do it. You know?
I mean, was it 12 feet? I guess it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they want to bring out a 12-foot goal, you know, they can do that.
Hey, Precious, what, 6'9"? We're not even in a 7-footer here.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's I guess that's true. I guess that is true. But I think Precious is, like, a little bit more explosive, you know, than James is. And so you're gonna see that.
He is, yes, extremely explosive.
You're gonna see that on display
Precious
tonight. I'm excited.
Well, is Jeff special performer 1, 2, 3, or 4 for that?
Oh, he's the opener, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no doubt he's the opener. It is
so wild. Last year we were excited about David Winget in the 3-point contest, and I don't say that sarcastically. It was true. Like, we were waiting to see what somebody like that was, and then 1 year later, just to imagine this whole thing is pretty exciting.
To me, last year was, you know, more in terms of what happened on that floor. It's about hope, right? What Penny can, what it represents. Oh, the chance that we'll get James Wiseman, number one player, right? Penny's here to do this. Things can be so great. Whereas this year, it's more about, you know, that they're here now, the substance. Now Penny's done what he said he's going to do, and it's more, okay, it's here now. It's come to fruition. Let's all celebrate. Just kind of what we hoped for has now arrived. So it feels like sort of the more so the arrival of this thing all kind of just – as they would say, John, popping off.
Yeah, so that begins tonight. Memphis Madness. It'll be a hell of a time. I think so. I think it'll be a hell of a time. An evening of epic proportions tonight. Rob McClanahan going to join us at 125. He's one of the most famous NBA trainers. He's got a new book out called Network. We'll talk to him about all of that, get his thoughts on Memphis and Penny and Cody Toppard and more at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web. James.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.